this fellow's getting up on his service back in Pittsburgh.
You know, they, you guys are looking at scouts for players, but.
Yeah.
But for that tennis ball service.
Put it pretty well, the way. The way that was up and down, tennis balls, yeah.
Well, they got more wet tennis balls and.
I see, said that.
And I said they're probably more swishy. Which are really, they do some of the swishy ones. Why? Throwing tennis balls and all these shots.
And it's, pretty fun. That's that typical line, anyway, Philadelphia.
No, it's Georgetown. Just great fun.
Great fun.
Great fun.
Throwing tennis balls.
That's the thing, it's fun city kind of a thing. Lindsay, you imagine him doing that, throwing tennis balls into the boat. Jesus is right.
I said to Nate, I just need to turn the run down on the beach, and I said, we want to do this on this guy's life.
Well, I, well, actually, he's not really, I said, well, he didn't, so, oh, well, something in the way of a modest state gift that we can always have on hand for unexpected visitors when they bring something. I don't know what the hell it could be, but, I find it, the Saudi defense minister, the second man, always brings something to that gift. It doesn't have to be on the day, just some modest gift.
So they've agreed, and they're changing it. It's all worked out to change it. It'll go back to the town. But I figured we might as well have it for the campaign, because it's one more time. It was already done.
Would you send that over to the House, please? That it goes actually to helicopter.
Yes, sir. Doing that at the address.
No, not at all. It's not my dish issue. Chief, there's also a folder on the night's meeting on the Oval Office desk that could be sent over to the veteran.
Yes, sir. Do you understand that the yard has been dropped? Terrence, or says that it isn't going to be a good time for that. There is another Jewish opportunity, if you want to do it, which would be a national Jewish opportunity that's easy because it's year one, which is the first concert, the Israel Bar Orchestra, which is the National Orchestra of Israel Avenue Center. It celebrates the 25th anniversary of the founding state of Israel. Zubin Mehta was an Indian who's conducting it. It'll be a program of Naylor and Memphis. Cabinet member of Israel is coming. A special event type thing. Henry, for instance, was astonished that I didn't know about it. Of course, you do know. It's a straight Israel thing, a contribution of Jewish heritage to American heritage and that kind of stuff. It is the way to do a Jewish event damn easily.
It is. The problem is what kind of reception you're going to get here, not because it's Jewish, because it's visible. As you know, that crowd is not really, it's sort of half-assed, like a tennis crowd.
That's right.
Therefore, it's not really all that good to go to.
Most of the house is going to be, the Jewish Israel Embassy is doing the inviting, it's an inviting audience. Part of it is sold, part of it is invited. And the Jewish type scene thing is going to have a big national Jewish scene. Let's keep it on the back burner.
I would certainly.
Sunday night.
I would certainly have considered the purpose. It's easy to go to. The only problem is what you think. Or maybe it doesn't make a lot of difference whether you go in the goddamn people are cold.
I don't think they'll be cold.
Jewish audience is generally hard.
Yeah, but the fact that you're coming to this, let's.
Let's check out to see how it feels. To see whether Muskie's doing, for example. Right?
Okay.
If they're going to get equal treatment to me, it must be able to go.
Yes, they can. You come in with Ambassador Rabin. There'll be a cabinet member from Israel. So you'd have Rabin and the cabinet, the Israeli cabinet member, as your guest in the presidential lobby. Smoky guy in that or something.
Wouldn't make much difference if I'm person.
Yeah, and how do you want to handle that? Do you want to go there and speak to them?
Yeah.
I mean, what they recommend is that you do the opening session, 20 to 25.
Yeah.
All of them would be to have have a reception here in the White House.
No.
I'll
just go over and open some of the patients like that. Let's do it as least strange as possible.
You don't want to get into a thing with the UBI head.
Oh, shit. The hell's raising that herd?
Well, no, it had been raised originally as a Q&A, which would have turned down. The question is whether you want to have a reception. Mark Spitz, we're just going to send a telegram and a certificate of the standard stuff. He is a weird guy. We finally got, we never did get to Sean, but he's in Austria.
That's the coach.
Lost. No, well, the coach wants you to call him. He was the one that did want you to call him. But Steve Clark, who is another Olympic swimmer who is with us, talked to Spitz directly on his own initiative, supposedly, and said, that Bart said, I'm doing some work in
one stuff for three times now. Not, I've been waiting for it now.
Monday, 21st, is National Heritage Day.
What's this about to have citizens?
That's your citizenship now.
Five votes.
National Heritage Day is a proclamation to congressional action and presidential proclamation. It's a chance, if you wanted to bring in the top ethnic guy who should have reached another country and issue your proclamation, do a signing ceremony or proclamation. And then serve on a cup of coffee or something. It should be done in a morning with the press members, but it's a way to get the heads there.
Terribly.
Each of these things in.
Terribly competitive, Bob. You don't know which one to select. You've got a Republican poll and a Democratic poll.
Get them all so far. The president, right on the polls, the president polls your own cabinet union, the president polls your own alliance, the president polls your national union.
I just don't want to go through that drill that I've done four or five times with our House ethnics over here, you know.
This is not, these would be.
You understand, I've been through that before, and I've asked that question every time, which is the committee people.
This is. The idea would be not to get our workers out of San Diego, but to get the ranking.
What do you think is a good idea?
The ethnic organizations. If you have a congressional act, so that if you know you're not reaching out to the ethnics, you're doing your job as president.
I'll be sure it's that. That sign the act. When I invite them in for some other cup of coffee, why don't we gotta get told? Right.
Lawful first, Bobby Fisher is.
We get.